This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Moving quick here, David Icke is our guest. Your calls are coming up next segment. We got something really crazy we're going to show you next segment, so be sure and stay with us. But, David, you're awesome. You're on fire, doing a great job. You got cut off by the break, the point you were making. And then the next I want to get into, you're saying they've miscalculated, though, that the awakening's huge. Let's speak to some of that, but finish your last point.
Sure. So if we take what I was saying about reality and the whole the whole focus, the whole strategy of control by this elite, this non-human force, is to isolate human perception only in five-sensory reality. Because when they do that, people are only getting their information to form their perceptions from within five-sense reality, which is their sources of communication, Silicon Valley, the mainstream media, etc. And what they are doing with this, these thousands of satellites, tens of thousands eventually, that are going up now, not least thanks to people like Elon Musk, jail for crimes against humanity with the key thrown mid-Atlantic, and he's not alone either. Because what they're doing is putting these satellites up, and they're firing at the Earth because they want to create a situation of what I was have been calling in my books over the years a technological sub-reality, a massive technologically generated electromagnetic field, think Wi-Fi, with which allows AI to be connected to the human mind anywhere in the world. That's why they want to cover every inch of the planet. And once they connect AI and put in place this electromagnetic technological bubble, the sub-reality, then even more than ever before, human five-sense awareness will be disconnected from expanded awareness beyond it. Because obviously, you know, we operate on certain frequencies, and expanded awareness operates on other frequencies, and we have to expand our own minds, open our minds, classic, exactly what it is, so that we can connect with these other frequencies of consciousness, not some alien in a spaceship, our own consciousness, other levels of ourselves. And then we start to, we have a point of reference then. Instead of being in the world and of the world, as in the bubble, the five sense bubble, we are in the world in the sense that we're interacting with
it,
but we're not of the world in terms of our total point of perception.
Well, that's what the Bible says. Let me raise this. Elon Musk comes out and says, oh, I'm against the AI gods. Then he says, everybody needs a brain chip. And this year he's trying to sell kiosks where a robot puts a bunch of wires in your head. I mean, it's just crazy. And when you see him give speeches, we'll talk about this next segment, his eyes look completely blasted. They're big, giant black pupils. So we're going to talk about that next segment. David, give me a minute on this.
I said earlier that what this is planned to be is a technocracy. Run by experts and engineers and scientists and bureaucrats. Elon Musk's grandfather was the head of the Technocracy Party in Canada in the 1930s. He's not doing what he's doing with SpaceX and Tesla and Neuralink by accident. He's there because he's the one who's chosen to do it. This whole thing about, oh, AI could be the end of humanity. Yeah, okay, Elon. So why are you helping to make it happen? Because it can't happen without satellites creating this sub-reality of Wi-Fi 5G. The man's a complete bloody fraud. And these are the people, these Silicon Valley technocrats, who need calling out and not worshipping as some kind of celebrity. These people are enslaving the world via technology. The great horrors of the endgame are not possible without what they're doing. Call them out. Never mind, oh, there's that Elon Musk. You know, this celebrity nonsense. He's destroying human society with what he's doing.
And notice they're all supposed to give up their humanity, and we're supposed to chop our son's genitals off, and that's the new sacrament for the new ruling class, is goblin-like creatures in wigs. We'll be right back with David Icke on the other side. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today.
For more than 8 weeks, InfoWars has researched this deadly coronavirus, and it is deadly. It targets those who already have pre-existing conditions, compromised immune systems, and those over 70, particularly bad. It is deadly, but the globalists are hyping it as an economic and psychological warfare weapon to implement martial law and throw Trump out of office. But regardless, the mainstream media will not tell you about natural compounds that are known to be extremely antiviral, like zinc. So I don't care where you get zinc for yourself, your parents, your grandparents, your children. Please go out and research zinc and then know that we have three different formulas that have zinc in them at a very nice dosage level. Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus, and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. And all of these products are 40 and 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, even though we're very, very close to selling them out. We ship within 24 hours, so secure yours today and boost your defense at InfoWarsStore.com.
From Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
They live, we sleep. But if we stop sleeping, it's the end of this anti-human, post-human project that's now all over the news. And under the Green Deal, they want you locked up in your house. Well, now the virus is here right on time. David Icke's our guest. I want to go to some of your phone calls. Sherry, Jordan, Brian, Kevin, Steve, Fish, Jeff, and a few others in the time we have left. You've been really gracious with us. DavidIcke.com. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. Dave, we were talking during the break about the shark eyes of these individuals. I remember Mark Quarantine 25 years ago would talk about that. You talk about that. I've met Janet Reno, been like 10 feet from her, and she was not even in, I mean, she was under heavy lights, and she had pupils all the way out. You couldn't even see the irises. And Tim Cook is in all these interviews for Vice and for CNN under bright lights in his face. You or I would have tiny little pupils, but if a cop pulled him over, he'd arrest him and say, what do you want? PCP, methamphetamine, four hits of LSD. I mean, one hit of LSD doesn't do that in my experience. People I've known that have taken it. And of course, that's a Photoshop photo. That's a joke, but he really looks like that in these videos. Let's show Brian Stelter now. I know folks that work at CNN, it's come out in leaks. Brian Stelter literally walks around going like this, going, ah, ah. And he's like, I'm so powerful, with a weird Joker face. They're like possessed by something. And so they're not just sociopaths or psychopaths. Some of them act like demon goblins. I mean, would you let your child anywhere near that creature? And then let's you know, show people Elon Musk now everywhere. His eyes are totally wide open. Is it a brain chip? Is it a bunch of amphetamines? We know they use a lot of drugs in Silicon Valley. David, you know, you've got a lot of contacts. What in the hell is going on with these people?
Well, let me tell you a story. Long time ago, before I was into any of this stuff, I was working at the BBC and was a national spokesman for the British Green Party. Not for very long, but I'm glad I was. It did not serve me well in understanding the Green mentality today. But anyway, I was invited onto a television program. It was an election program, with results were coming in for the European elections. And I turned up, and the lady who met me took me into the makeup room, and the door was open. So I walk in, and to me, there's no one there. The room seemed empty. It's a makeup room. And the lady says, oh, someone will be along to see you in a minute, and walks out. So I sit down, and I'm staring at the mirror. And then something caught my eye just to my right. And I turn around, and sitting behind the door, which is why I couldn't see him, waiting to have his makeup taken off, he'd just been interviewed on the show, was a guy called Ted Heath, who was a former Prime Minister of Britain. He was the one, more than anyone else, that got us into the European Union. He actually signed us in to call the common market then. And it was this was an experience which made sense later when I started to understand that what the world was about. So I nodded to him, you know, all right, mate, yeah. And he looks at me, and he doesn't acknowledge me. He doesn't move. Well, he actually did move. He turned and looked towards me with a swivel seat. And he looks at me, and he never moved, but his eyes started at the top of my head and slowly went down to my feet, like you scanning me, and then went back again, and he had this quizzical, strange look on his face, like, But the key point was this. While he was doing it, his eyes went totally black. And I mean the entire eye, no whites, no pupils, nothing, entirely black. And it was, I described this to people afterwards, it was like looking into two black holes, looking through.
Exactly. It was like the other dimension was right there. Well, I've told the story growing up in Dallas, well, the richest county in Texas at the time.
AI shell. His body's an AI shell, and I was looking through to what is actually, you know, driving these people. They are literally biological AI software programs, and that's why they act as they do. And because they don't have what people call a soul, this energetic field of vitality, their eyes look dead because there's no vibrance, there's no, if you like, no soul there. And then, you know, I said earlier about religions. Well, Christianity calls this phenomenon demons. Islam calls it the jinn. The Gnostic people call them the archons. The Zulus call them the Chitahuri. They are the same. It's the same phenomenon, just in different names. And people talk about the soulless ones. Well, an AI machine's not got a soul, has it? And that's what we're dealing with. Once we start to realize what the dynamic is, and the
you're
fact
saying
that
the aliens are among us, the fallen ones, like the Bible says. The Bible says that they would walk around, there'd be angels too that look like normal men. That's all in the Old Testament. You're saying that's what they are.
This whole theme of the fallen angels in biblical terms. That's exactly the force I'm talking about. You know, what we need to do, religions and non-religious people like me, non-bricks and mortar religion as my father used to call it, but everyone to their own. We need to come together and see that actually in different ways we are in so many areas actually telling the same story.
Well, here's the thing I know, Dave, we need to go to calls, is that the globalists are anti-human. They say all humans must die to then transcend. This sounds like an alien transmission. It's just psychotic, and they actually run things, and they're actually doing it. Let's take a call. Sherry in Ohio has a question for David Icke. Sherry, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hello. I know you've mentioned a lot the draconian entities and the darkness and the chaos that they're instilling in humanity to take us over. However, I know that there has to be, you know, if there's the dark, there has to be the light. And, you know, I feel very strongly that there are also benevolent entities that are here that want to help us, that want to help us defeat the dark. I know I sound insane if I say that I've come in contact with one, because I have become aware beyond my five senses. Some crazy things have happened to me, things that I've felt and seen. I've started reading your books. I can't believe that I got in, you know, to actually call you. I feel like little steps along the way are leading me to figure out in my own way what is going on. And I know that I'm supposed to help. I know I'm supposed to, you know, spread the love and the peace and the light. And I hope that I can trust in the benevolent forces, because overall they are probably going to be helping the rest of humanity.
Well, ma'am, let me just say this. I mean, here's the thing. Just go out and stand up against evil, and the God of the universe will show up to that. Some people get into, you know, the spiritual stuff. They obsess on that all day, and then that takes them over. Just going out being a good person, I think, is the key to this. But regardless, there's a giant awakening happening, and that's what I was trying to tell David earlier. I feel love and good energy coming into the world very strong. That's why I think they're counter-striking, David.
If I could just respond to what's just been said, which was very interesting. People say, where's the cavalry, right? When's the cavalry coming? Well, if the cavalry came into our vibrational state, it wouldn't be the cavalry anymore. It would be five-sense bubbled humans. This expanded awareness, which takes many forms of entities, consciousness, all of it, we have to expand our awareness, raise our frequency, so we sync with it and we become the cavalry. What this elite wants to do is to hold us in low vibrational states of fear, anxiety, depression, all these things, so that we do not connect out there. So what people call the light is all around us. It's sharing the same space that we are.
We just have to connect.
And how do we do that? We open our heart. And we open our heart. And people talk about love, and they see love as weak. Oh, he's into love. Love is the ultimate power, because love does not have that which takes our power away, the ability to
David, fear. Don't stay there. Sherry hung up, but she's making a great point. Well, let's talk about this when we come back. This is important. We'll be right back with your phone calls, David Icke.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. DanPilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Alex Jones here back live. David's agreed to do the next segment with us as well. He's going to get back to his important work. We're very appreciative of that. DavidIke.com. I'm your host, Alex Jones. War Room's coming up. 3 p.m. Central with Owen Schroyer. The only power we have is to take action, do the right thing, and have you appreciate it and spread the word. We appreciate you. Everything the globalists do is about taking us out of our natural environment, making us weak, bombarding us with false information, false chemicals, false wavelengths to jam our connection to the universe. And as David said, the lady's worried about, I feel these spiritual forces. How do I know they're good or bad? If you're good and you love justice and freedom and you expand out, evil is not going to resonate and couple with that. It's evil telling you, don't trust it. Don't trust being good. You reach out. God's there. And you can debate that stuff all day. The churches and systems are there to put something in front of it, the priest class, to keep you from finding out what's happening. That's what Jesus was saying. If you actually read the New Testament, I got a caller here, Jeff in Canada, has a question for you. But, David, the proof's in the pudding. You're fighting this anti-human force, and you've been persecuted by the system. And now your worldview is just the worldview of the ancients and the common sense, and it's now the real cosmology. There aren't a lot of atheists anymore out there. There aren't a lot of these top mathematicians go, I see God in this. I see the scientists are proving there's dark matter five times more powerful, as you know, holding the universe in place. So the more we learn, the more we know that this is a creation. I want to take a few calls, but you wanted to speak to what she was saying.
Well, yeah, you've only got to look at the makeup of the universe, which I say is holographic. And, I was writing this.
Well, you said that 30 years ago, and now the science shows that.
Yeah, well, and more and more scientists are now seeing that we are in a holographic reality because it actually removes so many of the alleged mysteries, which can't be explained if it's not holographic.
What is it that's five times more powerful holding it in place that the math, that the scans show, the dark matter?
Yeah. The thing is, people talk about dark matter. I talk about the unseen and the unseen forces. It's necessarily dark matter in the way that...
Sure, by dark, they just mean they can't see it, or occult.
Yeah, but they can't see it. They have a different, way of describing it. But it's basically you can't see it. Now, given that we live in a reality where everything that we can see is the most ludicrously narrow band of frequency you can almost imagine, the entire electromagnetic spectrum is, according to mainstream science, about 0.005% of what exists in the universe. Some say it's a bit more, but not much. And visible light, which is the only band of frequency that we can actually see, what we call the visible world, is a smear of the 0.005%.
But isn't that because we couldn't consciously deal with what's actually all around us and what's swimming by? And
No, if we go back to biblical texts, and these texts are repeated in different forms in other non-Christian texts, this whole thing about the sons of God who interbred with the daughters of men is a lot more technological and advanced than just procreation, I would say. But the human body has been manipulated. And when consciousness is experiencing through the body, the body works like a focus, like looking through a spyglass. It focuses your attention in this narrow band of frequency. So our five sense perception only perceives the band of frequency.
And
so
is that the rose colored darkly?
Yeah, but if we don't expand beyond it, then that's all our reality is, and we have to try to make sense of the world and ourselves and what's happening from that myopia. So when people have near death experiences, where suddenly they say they leave the body when the body dies briefly, and they suddenly experience this extraordinary expansion of reality where past, present, and future exists in the same now. What's happened is their consciousness, which has been experiencing this reality in its transitory life we call human, has been released from this focus of attention on this band of visible light, and suddenly it sees and experiences what it really is, which is consciousness, not form, not legs and a torso and a head. That's just the vehicle to experience this.
It's amazing, David. I want to get more calls while you're here with us, but this caller brings it up. And so many Christians, and I'm a Christian, but from the Christianity, I actually see what Christ said, not what the churches say. They get mad at stuff like this. They go, no, it's the doctrine of demons, blah, blah, blah. You know, the atheists and people saying there is nothing, you're a machine. It's good. More people, I've told, have become Christian, real Christians from shows like this, because they finally all make sense instead of the controlled church trying to block people. But see what Jeff in Canada has to say. You're on the air with David Icke. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Hello, David. Pleasure talking
to
you.
Hello, Jeff.
I've really, really enjoyed the segment so far.
Well, God bless you. What's your question or comment for David Icke?
My question is this. Jesus said that no man can come to him unless he learns of the Father. And I've interpreted that from what David is saying as the God of love. And I believe that that's a free gift for all humanity. The book of Revelation says that eventually everything is going to funnel into Jesus, and that Jesus is the reset for the entire earth, bringing us all back to a state of love and consciousness. And that will be the operating system of the entire cosmos. My question, David, is, do you believe in Jesus?
Thanks, Jeff.
As an individual, no, I don't. As a symbol of a high-frequency human being, and a high-frequency awareness, that's what I would say more accurately, I have no problem with that. You can call that high frequency awareness whatever you like. And this is the point, because, you know, the Jesus story can be seen in many other periods and cultures with different names but basically the same story.
Sure, and I want to tell some of the listeners, because I'm a Christian, but what turns off a lot of people who aren't Christians is that they're told, if you don't think exactly like I think right now, you're going to hell. And this guy we have on is talking about his view. Whereas back in the time of the disciples, they were having debates and arguments with all the other religions and groups in public, and that's the college of ideas, and we don't need our own censorship of discussions within our own ranks. We need to have a larger discussion. Go ahead.
Yeah, but if you take the concept of what Christians call Jesus as an enlightened, expanded state of awareness, then only through, quote, Jesus, that state of awareness, can you make connection with what I call the One, the Infinite. That makes sense, because when you get pulled into low vibrational states, which is what this cult and this manipulation of our reality is all about, then you are withdrawing a frequency connection, if you like, from this this infinity of love, wisdom, awareness.
Yes, and Christ is saying you got 100% tie yourself to me to get out of this, and that's true, and that's why the devil worshipers and stuff hate real Christians, is because that's happening and they can't stand it. So regardless, folks, Jesus is real. Just embrace it. Final segment with David Icke. We'll be right back.
Newtonian physics documents the fact that for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction, and that matter is not destroyed, it is simply transferred into another form. Well, we're seeing that happen right now. The globalists are openly trying to hype up the coronavirus, trying to kill our economy, and trying to have martial law shutdown around the country, and trying to stampede Trump into implementing it so they can blame the imploding economy on him. But Trump has seen through it, and so he's let them implement the draconian controls, and is saying, do you really want a depression for something that's killed far less than the flu? Ladies and gentlemen, now is the fight of our lives. And the good news is, their attack on humanity and on independent media has caused a lot of people to start thinking for themselves. And so the traffic to InfoWars.com and Band.video is triple our previous records right now. So you're doing a great job spreading the word, and people are tuning in to find out the truth like never before because of you, the modern Paul Revere's.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Region 6, Austin, Texas. Transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we got a lot of phone lines. Folks, I'm going to talk to David Icke. He's our guest. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Let's go ahead and talk to Matt. Real quick question or comment, Matt. You're on the air with David Icke. Thanks for calling.
Hey, how's it going, David and Alex?
Welcome, sir.
Big fan of yours, Alex. I've listened to you for years, and I'm not going to keep you too long because I know you have a load of phone lines. I did want to promote before I ask your question. Your bone broth product is excellent. It gives you energy, gives you clarity, better than any of the protein shakes you can buy in stores. So I love using that stuff. It's excellent. But anyways, to the question, I wanted to ask you all about Trump signing into at the 5G Secure Beyond Act of 2020. He just signed that into on March 23rd.
Well, Israel banned it. Who invented it? Switzerland's banning it. And it absolutely surveils you and fries you. David Icke, your take on 5G. And Trump, I think, did a terrible, terrible thing allowing that to come to us.
Yeah, well, you see, a lot of the things, whether it's Trump or Boris Johnson or whoever, you see, they're not often aware of what they're dealing with.
Exactly.
And therefore, they make decisions based on being ignorant of what they're being involved in. 5G has to be brought in as part of this whole virus scenario. Because one of the things that 5G does is devastate the immune system.
Oh, it's on record that viruses are 3 or 4 times, depending on the study, worse. Exactly, when once 5G is activated. David Icke, you ought to come on for an hour sometime. And what you would do if you were prime minister. How about David Icke for prime minister?
The point is that these electromagnetic technological frequencies, and of course 5G is a big step up from even what we've had before, and they're destructive enough. They basically dismantle and kill biological life, with one or two exceptions. I think it's about 3 exceptions. One of those exceptions is viruses.
Oh.
It increases their power.
Uh-huh.
Elon Musk, you really should be in jail for crimes against humanity, because what is going to happen once this this 5G is being fired at every area of the earth? So, and by the way, I've just got a quick quote here, Alex. It's by a guy called Arthur Furstenberg. He's the author of a book called The Invisible Rainbow, A History of Electricity and Life. And this is what he said in 2018. And this is what that book's all about. This is before 5G and before the coronavirus. Every time we have dramatically changed the properties of the Earth's magnetic field with a big step up in technological radiation, whether it's intense radar, which goes back to around the time of the Spanish flu, etc., it has had dramatic effects on health down here on Earth. And the following year, after he said that, 5G was introduced, and now we've got this going on. So,
and it started in Wuhan, where they rolled it out.
Yeah, where they rolled it out. And what's happening now, I mean, they've just rolled it out in 21 more towns and cities in Britain while this virus is going on. And that's another point. While everyone's focused, oh, coronavirus, what the heck else is doing and going on? And what's going on? Well, people are locked up in their homes, basically. This is a great opportunity for them to push a lot of things
on. And let's
go
further. They have an area of 1,000 square miles in West Virginia where the government doesn't allow any radio because they've got secret systems trying to contact aliens. That's admitted, New York Times, where the internet ends.
Well,
but here's the thing. Now with all these satellites bombing us with 5 and 6G, we won't be able to escape anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. This is all part of that technological sub-reality I was talking about. And they had to have 5G. That's why it's being rolled out without any testing. They had to have 5G because without it, this Internet of Things and this smart grid and these autonomous cars and all these other things.
Yeah, the robots can't go everywhere. You can't have the robot take over without 5G.
And that you can't have it without 5G. You can't have it without that power of communicative connection. So it's absolutely essential to them. And if someone said to me, Alex, what one thing would throw a spanner in the works of this, now it would be stopping 5G.
Yeah, if people start attacking robot cars and robots and 5G, not saying do it, if we did it early on, it just happened. The police decided to do it, then we will be able to save civilization. If not, robot takeovers for sure. They'll follow globalist orders. Talk about sociopaths. Talk about psychopaths. Let's take another call for David Icke. He's got to go soon. Let's talk to Jordan in California. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
Hey, I got a quick question, if I can make it more than one question, hopefully. But
only a few minutes.
I've been a big fan for a while, and because you guys, I started studying things like masonry. And when I got into studying masonry and secret societies, I basically started realizing connections between groups in the Bible, like the tribe of Levites, you know, masonry and temple keepers and stuff like that.
And sure, it all comes out of Egypt, and then it comes out of the first temple with Solomon and all the rest of it.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
right,
Babylon, Sumer.
Go ahead, David.
Babylon, Sumer, that whole area of the world. It's no accident that the major bloodlines of this cult, if you like, came out of that area of the world. Major religions came out of that area of the world, it's through the British Empire, etc., and the other European empires. They then took the world over. That's how the cult took the world
sure,
over.
So what's your question, Jordan?
Well, what do you guys think about the idea that the knowledge of Adam, like Adam supposedly lived 900 years, and the possibility of his collective knowledge was passed down not only to the tribe of Levites, but to masonry? All right, so I'm a big understander of the pharmaceutical companies pretty much run this world. And because of that, they understand concepts of like chasing down secrets of alchemy and...
Well,
you know,
they're using it to try to suppress us. All right, I appreciate your call. You want to comment to that, David?
The kind of area that he's talking about is absolutely involved in all this. Like I say, they call them secret societies because they're secret, but they're compartmentalized. So your average Mason isn't got a clue what's actually going on in the deeper levels of that organization. And at those deeper levels, that's where they get into this real understanding of how reality works. And if you understand how it works, you can understand how...
Sure, time for one more call. Steve in Florida, the same theme, who's really behind the show? Let me ask you, Dave, before he says this. From your deep research, studying all the different ancient texts, the globalists obviously believe they're talking to interdimensional beings, and they're getting knowledge from them. Is it one main alien group, or who is it?
Well, in the end, I don't think that this whole force takes any kind of form. It can take, but in the end, it is a state of phenomenally distorted, inverted, scrambled consciousness.
It's a spirit. It's information that's destructive.
That brings us to something very important, which I've just mentioned very quickly. State of awareness is very, very clever, but not wise. And it itself is a low vibrational state because of its perceptual state, and thus it is disconnected from this great...
That's right. It always carries things out and wins the first round, but never thinks what comes in the later round.
So let's go back to what we talked about earlier, where so many of the things I'm saying, religions appear to be saying something different, but they ain't. When they talk about the fallen ones and the fallen one in all its forms, and all these different cultures have the same concept of what Christianity calls Satan or the devil. Because of this vibrational disconnection caused by the distorted, chaotic consciousness that we're dealing with, it literally did disconnect from, quote, God.
It's not fallen to earth, it's fallen spiritually from the electromagnetic connection.
Yeah.
Amazing. We're out of time, David. You said you'll come back in the next few weeks because things are really happening fast. DavidIcke.com, the new book, The Trigger. People should get it at DavidIcke.com. Thanks for the time.
Great, mate. See you soon.
Thank you, David.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
When weather hits...
The right white replace make all the difference.
That's when the Michelin man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin premium wiper blades. Designed with exclusive SmartFlex technology or frameless beam design, Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled streak-free, long-lasting all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin premium wiper blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart, Pep Boys, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting worldwide on this March 26, 2020, Thursday transmission with 221 out from the historic election. 221 days. All right, here we are. The UN and others are openly calling for world government to implement the global solution to the deadly supposed coronavirus. But I have a stack of news articles here where they admit it's basically the common cold. And that they are simply hyping flu deaths to add it all together. And an Imperial College expert has now reduced their death toll number by 10x. But how are the globalists going to launch their next attack? Well, I'm going to tell you in a moment. But first, this next video we just put together, because I was watching the clip earlier of Trump last night in the press conference saying, yeah, the Democrats want to keep things closed to shut down the economy and make sure I don't get reelected. They've always wanted to keep America shut for business. So I don't even know what to call this. It's so bombshell. Watch MSM openly root for the coronavirus to bring down America and Trump. the end of the left. Left jumps the shark. Openly hopes coronavirus brings down America. I mean, that's what they're doing. We could have a 10-minute compilation, but this one's 2 minutes, 13 seconds, so it can go on Twitter. And I guess it's probably on Rob Dew's Twitter. I'm banned from Twitter, but look right now where it's been tweeted so I can tell people to share this. We'll also post it to Infowars.com. But it's just outrageous that on top of trying to start race wars and wars between the sexes and transferring all our jobs to China and saying Xi Jinping did a great job, and then Trump wanted to block flights here and they said no, it's xenophobic, and then he did, and now it's his fault if anybody dies. And there's just all this fear-mongering headlines, how it's the end of the world. It's so ridiculously obvious. Why is MSM more concerned with attacking Trump than fighting the coronavirus? That's news supreme. Yeah, see, that's a weak headline, man. I'm not mad. That's not what it is. Watch MSM cheer the coronavirus and collapsing U.S. economy. I mean, that's what they're doing. And by the way, we had a bunch of clips they couldn't even find. We played a few weeks ago of MSNBC, CNN saying, oh, coronavirus, this may be used to take him out. Democrats should really use this coronavirus to take Trump out. I mean, they said it, and we can't even find those. If you can find them, send them to us, because it's overwhelming here. I'm not complaining. We need like 5 employees just to chronicle all the videos and save them and try to, because it's just, you can't. It's insane. But just here's some of what we were able to find. Here it is.
You tweeted earlier linking the closing of the country to your election success in November. Is this Easter timeline based on your political interests?
Because by election success?
You tweeted. You said that the media wants the country to remain closed to hurt your
opponent. No, I think the media, just so you understand. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. I think there are certain people that would like it not to open so quickly. I think there are certain people that would like it to do financially poorly because they think that would be very good as far as defeating me at the polls.
Because I think one way you get rid of Trump is a crashing economy. So please, bring on the recession.
One woman said, I want a recession because that'll help get rid of Donald Trump.
I call this another Trump slump.
The threat of recession is real.
That we would see the global economy entering recession in 3 quarters. Perfect timing, I say. I mean, I've been rooting for a recession.
But if the global economy, including the United States, is taking a step toward recession, what does that mean for this presidency?
Ooh, it's political suicide.
These numbers are irrefutable.
There are people in your profession that would like that to happen. I think it's very clear. I think it's very clear that there are people in your profession that write fake news. You do. She does. There are people in your profession that write fake news. They would love to see me for whatever reason, because we've done one hell of a job. Nobody's done the job that we've done.
The president went on Fox News and lied to millions of people about the coronavirus outbreak as his administration bungles its response to the crisis. For more on this, it's time for a closer look.
With the world on edge, people are looking to their leaders for reassurance and answers. Unfortunately, we have him.
It's a serious thing that needs to be dealt with seriously. And right now, the federal government is failing to stop lying.
When in the middle of a severe public health emergency, the president just lies about it over and over and over again.
Trump is lying to people about the potential threat posed by the spread of the coronavirus.
This may be Donald Trump's Katrina.
Donald Trump is not in charge here. The governors are in charge.
This is an event that could take down a president.
And it's lucky that you have this group here right now for this problem, or you wouldn't even have a country left. Okay.
You know, we've got a great crew, and they're overworked, and they do a great job. A couple days ago, I wanted to put this together, and that's a powerful clip. I hadn't seen some of those, but we played clips 3 weeks ago and 2 weeks ago of CNN, MSNBC. I'm sure you've seen them say it other times as well, and you saw us play it here, where they said the Democrats need to really use this coronavirus against Trump and the fact that he didn't act early. Act early, they blocked him, or tried to block him, and judges tried to block him, blocking Chinese flights 6 weeks ago. So, I'll do it. Crew's not bad. I'm going to come back tonight after my kids go to bed, and I'm just going to sit here all night till I find it. Because the White House needs to put ads out with this. We need to put ads out with this. We have their ass, okay? 3 weeks ago, they were there saying, we're going to blame Trump for this. Because it wasn't just them blaming Trump. It was their talking heads saying, let's blame Trump. Admitting it's purely political. And now they want to keep things shut. You heard Lawrence O'Donnell, the hammering guy. say, Trump is not in charge, the governors are in charge. And now they're on the news saying, don't let him have his press conferences. Shut down his press conferences. That's the big talking point for 5 days. You've seen them saying it. Don't let him have press conferences. Now, you guys found one of the clips. That's it. Give them all to do. I told you to come get them from me. I love them to death, but we don't communicate in the departments around here. It drives me crazy. Anyways, so it's just insane. And I'm frustrated with the Global Assault crew. It's just outrageous the crimes they're committing. If you've got more of these clips, send them, listeners, to showtipsinfowars.com. In fact, I don't want to just tell you about this. Let me just show you what I'm talking about. Here's just today's news. Stop airing Trump's press conferences live. The Atlantic. Trump's briefings are a ratings hit. Should networks cover them live? New York Times. Oh, yeah, don't cover the president talking. A restless Trump wants to end the country's isolation and his own. A coronavirus has given Trump something he's always wanted, a chance to totally take over TV. They are a clown show. Media orgs wrestle with covering Trump rally. Coronavirus briefings. Now they're pulling some of the coverage. They don't want him to ease everybody, calm everybody down, tell the truth. He's been telling the truth. They're the ones that lie and say he hasn't shipped any troops or any medicine into New York 3 days after they already arrived. They're just a lying pack of criminals. They know you're not listening to them. All their censorship didn't work. And so now they want to shut the president up. It's absolutely insane. And they're trying to sink the economy in front of everybody. And I get a lot of emails and a lot of calls on air saying, Alex, you said 8 weeks ago this virus was a big deal. We better watch out. Because it was man-made, because they were walling people up in their houses, because they were either launching a giant hoax that was going to cause an economic collapse over here when the left was going to seize on it and hype up a shutdown for us, or it really is deadly and both are going to happen. And it's a mix of both. It is a virus. It does kill some old people and infirm. It is probably going to kill 80,000 people. The flu killed that a couple years ago. But they don't tell you that. They're going to hype up every death. So yes, it's good you got storable food. Yes, it's good that you've got your supplements for all the other crazy crap. You think the globalists are going to stop now with this if we beat this? They're going to keep coming and coming and coming until the Justice Department realizes that it's not business as usual, a bunch of candy-ass lawyers. They got to decide either overthrow Trump, it's going to get even worse that way, boy, civil war, or clean out the crazy Chi-Com agents. And it's starting to happen. You're seeing the head of Harvard Biology, all of them getting arrested because they were a bunch of anti-American trash. But a lot of their forces in the media and the corporations are still in place. They're all invested in China. And so they're investing everything in bringing us down to make their investment in China stand up. It is reckless and insane for the president and the Pentagon and the COG systems to let all these disconnected bubble people, these professors and analysts that hijacked the country, continue to do this. They've lost their war against America. But now they're trying to take us down with them, and it's got to be stopped separately. Get your vitamin, mineral fusion that's got the zinc and other things in it, good for your body regardless. Get your Real Red Pill Plus. We have storable food available again at InfoWars Store. That'd take a two-week pause to just get out the orders they had, okay? InfoWarsStore.com. Food is ready now. They have it. They got to package it and get out the new orders. That is now available. Nobody else has it. It's five times cheaper than what you're going to find in stores. No middleman. We've got that, InfoWarsStore.com, again, available with the full spectrum of high-quality food at the lowest prices you're going to find. And we've got the non-GMO heirloom seeds. It's planting time. Everything in our office ships the next day except the food. That takes time. So we're ready for business, and we need your support. Great products. Protect yourself today. InfoWarsStore.com. All right, Owen Schroyer, the War Room's coming up. Coming up in David Knight, 8 a.m., and I'll be back, Lord willing, 11 a.m. Central for the Alex Jones InfoWar Extravaganza. I love you all. I salute you.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and an antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.